special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating, and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checker.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Vols Deep Podcast, episode 7 officially underway. Monday episode this week, my son had games in Nashville Sunday evening, and we couldn't make it back in time for a Sunday night episode, but it's better today than nothing at all. Tennessee improves to 3-1 with a 56-34 win over UAB. Overall thoughts about this win?
It was exactly what it needed to be. Handled business in the first half. We looked pretty dominant. UAB got one drive there late in the first half, but, you know, got some reserves in. I'm not too happy with how the reserves played, but overall, anytime you put 56 points on the board, it's a good day.
I can't wait for the day, and I know we got to do it because you got to help little brother out, but I just can't wait for the day that we don't have to keep playing these cupcakes because, like, it's hard to get excited about them. It's hard to get people excited about them, and honestly, I feel like it's just a waste of a week for us fans. Now, you know, the team get some good reps, get some younger guys playing time. That's good, great, and dandy, but it's just hard to get excited about it. But, hey, we got to get excited this week. If this game this week don't get you excited or get you fired up, your wood's wet.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah, happy. Spur likes that wet wood. Happy overall. Defense, though. Some big question marks there. This is our news and notes segment presented by our great friends over at Freedom Motors, second year sponsor of the Vols Deep Podcast. Chris Looper and staff over at Freedom Motors, couldn't recommend them more. They just flat out get the deal done. Great people, honest people. It's normally, you know, very hard to use the words honest and dealership together in the same sentence, but Freedom Motors make it extremely easy to do so. Go see them located in the heart of Clinton.
Honesty and integrity. They'll get the job done every time.
That's right. What are your positive thoughts about the win at University of Alabama, Birmingham?
I think we got a clear-cut number one running back now. I think Star Thomas has separated himself from Deshaun Bishop and Peyton Lewis. I thought some of the moves he put on was really good. Our receivers are still catching the ball. There was a few drops, but nothing major. And I'll tell you what, Joey Aguilar, he just keeps on impressing over and over and over. If he's not in the talk for Heisman, if we win this week, then I'm not sure what Heisman people are thinking about because he's that good.
I don't know who else would even be
considered right now.
Yeah. There's really not – and that's the thing about – kind of getting a little sidetracked there. In college football, there's not really like a bona fide, you know, stud out there. And I think Joey's got all the potential in the world to be the Heisman this year.
He's looking as good as anybody else in the country, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of points, offense doing what it needs to do. What about the negative thoughts going on in them noggins right now?
Well,
we know what's ahead of us this coming week, traveling to Starkville. What does Tennessee have to improve on?
We had to improve in the secondary. There's no question about it. Even UAB threw for 300-some-odd yards. I think it was 370 yards.
That's bad.
That being said, they only ran for 23 yards, so they threw the ball all night long. And we played that really cushiony zone defense again, which drives me insane. But they had a couple of long third down conversions that I just shook my head on. And they had scored once in the first half, so it was not a first half shutout like I wanted.
Yeah, like Spur said, secondary, it's the biggest question mark to me. I thought our defensive line played a lot better.
They did.
This week. I thought they played a whole lot better.
23 yards of rushing for that, UAB on the whole game. That's,
you can't complain about that one bit. It's like each week's a different week. Okay, who's gonna go back? One week the secondary does good, the D line don't do as good. Next week it's the opposite. So I think we got as a defensive group, we got to find where we're all gelling at the same time all together.
I really think we're going to get some of these defenders back. Josh Hopple, his weekly press conference today, reiterated that we'll find out Wednesday if there's any update. Which, in other words, there won't be an update. So
I don't know why they do them Monday press conferences. It ain't like he's going to tell us anything.
Just so he can answer that question.
Yep.
Yeah, the defense, I don't know, man. It's hard at seeing it now versus what it was last year. I just wish Tennessee covered, personally, because that hurt me pretty bad. I was very confident that Tennessee was going to cover.
I was confident, too. Very confident.
Blurring Grimmer says Hopple has peak male physique. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Darren says Boomer Sooner. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Even though y'all shouldn't have won this weekend, y'all. I don't know. That's a Bush League play.
Hydro Howie says Josh Hopple needs to stop eating donuts. You need to learn how to spell donuts.
Bush League play. It's not a Bush League play. It's a defense's job to pay attention to who's on the field.
That's Bush League. Even though I liked it, I'd run it myself. That's not the point.
I mean, do you ever try a hidden ball trick in baseball? Ever? Isn't that kind of Bush League?
Yeah, you got
defensive job to stop it.
We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. Already 1,000 likes already on TikTok, so we appreciate that very much. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Comment, like, and share, please. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions throughout the show. On the Vols Deep Podcast tonight, we'll have our regular segments, Start Bench Cut, One Word, The Duel, Keys to the Game, and as always, Hound Dogs Knoxville will be giving away a $25 gift card to the listener winner segment that will be found on our Facebook page after the show. We'll tell you more about that later in the show. We also have a loser tonight. One of us, or maybe Josh, who's on a plane somewhere or something, they got to dip their hand into the awful cup of misfortune. They can either do the punishment or they can donate $100 to charity.
Inflation.
Inflation, yep.
Yeah, I remember the days it was $20.
You never paid it anyway.
No, I never did.
And poor charities.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and check the comment boxes. JT Turner says, question, Moy and Hobbs back this week. Also, does McCoy play more than 3 games this year?
We'll find out on Wednesday when the first eligibility report comes out. I think Moy will be back this week. I think Hobbs will be back this week. That's personal opinions.
Moy is ready to be back.
Yeah.
He's...
So we need them this week, that's for sure, because Mississippi State's coming in confident, and they're ready to ring those cowbells and wear all white.
Are they wearing all white?
They are. Yep, it's a
white. They're whiting it out.
Hey.
They're even doing their white uniforms.
Hey, like, this is perfect for us then. All orange.
All orange. Wear the orange helmets.
Maybe we should just do that at home so we have a better chance of.
Let's go Stormtrooper. That'd be some weird stuff, wouldn't it?
White. Everybody's white.
Hey, go dark mode. Why not? Just...
Michael Ellis said they threw the ball 52 times and we only came away with 3 sacks. It's concerning, but not super concerning. I don't think
we've got to find a way to get pressure there without
a lot of exotic pressures. But
let's see here. Go back to TikTok. 1.7. Nope, sorry, I lied. 2,100 likes already on TikTok. We appreciate that very
Robert
much.
Faust
there
wants
ain't nothing
know,
to do tonight then.
Robert Faust wants to know, why did Coach not call a timeout at the end of the Georgia game? Well, I'll just be honest with you. If there's a bad snap or anything right there, then you still have one in your pocket. So it is what it is. Had he made the kick like he should have made the kick, we'd have never questioned anything.
Yep. Nope. Now, let's go over some offensive, defensive stats. Really stand out to us. Again, we know it's UAB, so we're not going to spend a whole lot of time here. But Joey Aguilar, 15 of 22, 218 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Was the interception bad? Because I was listening on the radio.
It was not. It was a tipped.
On my way to Nashville.
It went off the receiver's hand straight up in the air, and defenders ran back 10 yards and caught it. It was not a bad interception.
Gotcha.
He did try to force the ball a little bit. But it was not a bad interception.
Peyton Lewis, 11 carries, 81 yards, 1 touchdown. Deshaun Bishop, 2 touchdowns, 59 yards on 9 carries. Star Thomas, 9 carries, 51 yards, and a touchdown. I believe everybody on the team got a carry. Chris Brazel led the team, 5 receptions, 62 yards, and a touchdown. Mike Matthews, 53 yards, and a touchdown. Star Thomas, touchdown. Out of the backfield as well. Just a great performance by Joey Aguilar, like we've already mentioned. And, man, I really want to see him start topping the Heisman charts.
Mm-hmm. Star Thomas looked different. He looked like a star this week. He really did. Just say it like it was. He had a couple of moves out there that just made UAB look like they were UAB. Hope to see it again this week.
Abu Carter led the team on defense. 9 tackles, 6 solo, 1 Ooh. Sack, 3 tackles for loss.
And a 34-yard kick return that was really nice.
Trey Poteet, I like that name, 6 tackles, 4 solo. Jalen McMurray, 6 tackles, half a sack, 2 tackles for loss. Jeremiah T. Lander, 6 tackles, half a sack as well. They led the team on defense.
McMurray continues to shine for the Vols, getting in the backfield regularly. He's been one that's kind of come out of nowhere.
From Temple, I believe.
That's a good sign. And Boo Carter played a lot of snaps this game. He was one of the starters that stayed in the game through the third quarter. So good to see that. Good to see him producing. And he's going to return one this year on kick return. I believe it.
Gavin says giving up 397 yards to UAB, the defense is suspect.
Gavin, I'll just be honest. We played the first half. Our starters played the first half. The second half, I just consider that a wash, no matter what happened.
Yeah, that's just young guys getting reps and learning.
Hunter says, I wonder where Nico, I'm a loser, is going to transfer to on TikTok. 3,600 likes already on there.
I heard Vanderbilt.
TikTok's booming. We appreciate it.
I would absolutely love if Nico went to Vanderbilt.
I would too.
Oh, I heard Vanderbilt. Just
Can we get some boosters to pay, some of that NIL for him to go to Vanderbilt?
Hey, I want to know this. Like, what? Jackson Ross. He's a senior, right?
Is he a senior? I think he's a junior, I believe.
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Well, when are we going to see it?
The fake punt?
We've been talking about it for years.
He's not a senior. I know that much.
Well, I'm telling you, before he leaves, it better happen. Or I want to know what time Mr. Heupel comes out of his office. I need to have some words.
Needs to happen at the right moment. UAB was not the right moment.
Now let's go over the AP poll. As always, if you have nothing to say, if you have complaints, that's even better. Number 1, Ohio State.
Can't complain.
No.
The U, Miami at number 2. They move up 2 spots.
I mean, they look pretty dominant against Florida. That defense for Miami is the real deal.
They can use back.
Yeah, Lagway's got to be hurt or something.
I don't know. Miami looked great.
Penn State, number 3. That's going to change after Oregon gets a hold of them.
Yep.
LSU at number 4.
They haven't impressed me yet. And
their defense is nasty.
That win against Clemson isn't looking as good right now.
Nesberger guy, what's his name? That quarterback for him, is it Nesberger?
Close enough.
Or something? Yeah. I don't see much in it.
A lot of hype.
Yeah, a lot of hype. Don't see.
Georgia number 5. They stay the same.
That's where we'd be. We'd made that field goal.
Yep. Oregon number 6.
I think they honestly could be a little bit higher.
They will be after they beat Penn State. Oklahoma number 7.
Talking about them all year long.
Hey, y'all told me LSU and Oklahoma is overrated whenever I was hyping them up.
I did not say that about Oklahoma. I said that about LSU.
Josh did.
Oklahoma should have lost this week, but
they didn't. They won. Yeah. Georgia should have lost last week. They didn't. They won.
So. Florida State at number 8.
I don't.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
A&M at number 9.
Hey, I'm telling you, A&M, they don't play. They don't have the SEC schedule. They probably have the best SEC schedule you can ask for. But if you watch them, watch the eye test, they're not bad.
Nope, they're not bad. The Shorthorns of Texas University at number 10.
Man, they just flexing all over Sam Houston.
Yeah.
And their social media team still posting pictures about it.
Arch is really good against really bad teams. He's not very good against good teams.
You know what's bad about Arch? We all liked it. Even when he went to Texas, it's that's Peyton Manning's nephew. Now it's dude, what are you doing? You're becoming a prick.
Tim says Lagway is in a boot that was reported earlier.
They transfer him probably.
Yeah, he says, rumor says Lagway is taking a medical red shirt and going to transfer.
Sounds like half their team's probably about to red shirt. I told you that last week.
Another thing I said preseason. Mm-hmm. We're gonna Tennessee will face Harrison Bailey in the Swamp, former Tennessee quarterback.
Coming.
So that prediction is going to happen.
I remember when he was going to be the next like Messiah of Tennessee football.
That's if Harrison Bailey could survive that long.
How about Indiana? I'm the only one that picked the Hoosiers.
Indiana, they're shocking some people.
They won by what, 53 or something?
Yeah, they made a believer out of Illinois.
Of course, they was kind of doing this stuff last year. Texas Tech, number 12. They look pretty good. They move up five spots. Ole Miss at 13.
Can't argue, can't complain. That's a big game of LSU.
There's a lot of good games. Yep. Iowa State at 14. The Vols for the third week in a row at number 15.
Just sitting right where we're sitting. I don't have a problem with where we sit. I think we should be higher on that because, again, had we just made the field goal, we'd be sitting at number 5 or so. But I like that we are still kind of being overlooked a little bit.
I'm okay with being 15 right now. I'm okay with it because of the simple fact of it's still motivation. It ain't. Our players, like, you know, it's kind of a smack in the face, too. Uh-huh. So I'm okay with it right now.
Let's see. I need to fix the TikTok camera here in a second. Georgia Tech at 16. 4-0.
Love Georgia Tech.
I do, too. Alabama, number 17. They dropped three spots. Vanderbilt, number 18. 4-0.
Oh, the Commodores. Time is it like Sunday?
Vanderbilt's had a fairly easy schedule so far. That changes very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan at number 19.
Oh, whatever.
I still believe they're overrated.
Yeah.
Except when they play Ohio, the Ohio Bobcats.
They'll beat Ohio.
Number 20, you got Missouri. 21, USC. 22, Notre Dame.
0-2. Still top 25.
No, they're 1-2, by God.
1-2, that's right. They won.
I'm telling you, they're going to beat these cupcakes, and they will be in the playoffs at 10-2.
That's why they kept them at 24. Mm-hmm. That is exactly why.
Didn't even budge them. Just, nope, they're good. Illinois drops 14 spots, number 23.
Well, when you get your ass kicked that bad, is what happens.
TCU, 24. BYU at 25.
The Mormons. That's good for the Mormons.
Did I hear you say Clemson? did I hear you say any team that's in South Carolina whatsoever?
I did not.
Oh.
Hey, look, when Clemson gets tired of winning, you know, they can – Dabo Swinney apparently said he'll go coach somewhere else.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're tired of winning yet.
5,200 likes on TikTok. We appreciate you. We got who's leaving first, Lagway or Napier?
Oh.
Well, I got a question. Who gets fired first, Napier or Dabo?
Nah, I think
Or
Napier.
Pittman.
Probably Napier. Pittman could be a good one, too.
You guys know why they ain't fired Billy yet, right? And it's the same. You're going to see it's a trend in college football. These boosters, they're not paying buyouts no more. They're paying the players. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a whole lot more to get that buyout paid.
He's got a big one.
Chase says, where's Josh? Is he getting his nippy pierced?
he has not done so yet.
He's a little bit afraid, I believe, to show back up. We'll have another good punishment tonight.
Josh has a new job that's taking him on the road a little bit. He's flying out for some training, so he'll be back soon.
Let's grade some position groups. Now, I have not rewatched the game yet. I was listening on the radio on my way to Nashville.
It's nice listening to it on the radio, ain't it?
It is.
Now.
It's like someone knows what's going on.
So I'm not going to grade. I'm going to let you all grade since you all watched it. Quarterbacks.
I'm only grading Joey, and I'm giving Joey a B+. It wasn't his best game, but it certainly wasn't his worst. He looked just fine. He controlled the offense. The one interception he threw was kind of a forced throw. Otherwise, his deep ball looked good, and we done what we had to do.
I give Joey an A-, like Spurs said. It's not his best game, but it's not his worst. Like, and, you know, it's probably hard to get up for a game like that, really. But as a quarterback, like, you're 1-0 every week, and you gotta get up for every one of them.
Running backs.
I have no complaints about the running backs. I give them a solid A. They ran the ball well. It's that even offense. You have just about the same number of yardage running as you do passing. So I'll give all three of our three-head running backs an A.
I give them an A as well. Like Spurs said, like it's pretty dangerous when you got a three-head monster at running back position where you can roll bodies in left and right. Now, when it comes to these big games, some guys are going to get their feelings hurt, I got a feeling. But that's why these games are good, because you can give some more guys the rock.
How about the wide receivers?
I kind of graded wide receiver the same way I graded quarterback. It wasn't their best game. It wasn't their worst game. Had a couple of drops, especially a drop in the backfield that probably didn't get it a touchdown. It was Peyton Lewis that dropped it. So that may need to go on running backs. But overall, a pretty solid game. I give them a B.
Still, there's still some drop balls that are there to be desired. Until that changes, I'm going to give them a B minus.
Tight ends.
Tight ends look good. Blocked well. Read their routes well. Caught the ball. I give them an A.
A good tight end, you don't know they're there until they're there. So I'm gonna give them an A minus.
Offensive line.
Again, no sacks allowed in the first half. They're protected Joey Aguilar. There was a couple times though, and let me tell you, Joey Aguilar. I'm gonna go back to quarterbacks here. And I may change my grade. There was a play in that first quarter where he was dead to rights sacked, escaped the sack, rolled to his left, and threw a dart pass for a 20-yard completion on third down, and it was every bit of an NFL-quality play. I'm going to give the O-line an A-minus, room to improve, but still pretty solid. Did you see that throw?
No.
What I'm talking about? Oh,
no,
you got
some more on the radio.
You go back and rewatch it. It's the play of the year for Joey, I think.
Offense line, you get up zero sacks, bunch of rushing yards, A-plus to me.
Defensive line.
A-plus.
23 yards rushing for UAB. We didn't get a lot of pressure. I don't think we brought a lot of pressure, so I'm going to give them a solid A.
A plus.
Secondary.
It's going to be a C minus for me. 371 yards of passing for UAB. I know that 200 yards of that was in the second half, but still, it's going to be better. I don't know if it's play calling. I don't know if it's our personnel, but something's going to change.
Well, you agree?
Yeah, I agree with him. Yeah.
Linebackers.
You take this one since I took all the others.
Linebackers, I want to give him a B because sometimes when in pass coverage, it's on linebackers too. Linebackers got to learn to cover as well. I want to give him a B minus. Thought they hit pretty well. Thought they blitzed well when we did. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't
blitz very much.
Yeah, that's right, because some reason we don't. I don't know.
Special teams?
Special teams played well. Nothing you can say about them. Give them an A. They made the kicks. Made the kicks.
Yep.
So
even got kicked.
Even got kicked once, yeah. They got stomped on.
Yeah. Stomp on a fool.
Who's your offensive player of the game?
For me, it's Star Thomas. He controlled the ball. He ran well. Made some good moves. Scored touchdowns. One rushing and one receiving. So, Star Thomas is my offensive player of the game.
I was going to give Star, but I give it to Joey. I thought he played probably could play a little better, but honestly, for a game of that magnitude, I thought he did pretty good.
Who's your defensive player of the game?
I'm giving it to Boo Carter. Now, he looked lost a time or two, but he did have 9 tackles. And I'm only giving it for his defense because he must put on special teams, got it back, but Boo Carter's he's improved some. He's earning some more playing time.
I'm going to give it to T-Lander. He had some pretty big tackles there. He even had an interception late in the third quarter. So I'm going to give mine to T-Lander.
With some other quick notes here, Vol for Life, Grant Williams makes a $1.5 million donation to Tennessee. $750,000 will go to Rick Barnes' men's basketball program. $500,000 will go to Tennessee Business School Scholarship, and $250,000 will go to the Lady Vols softball team. He also thanked Tennessee and Rick Barnes for all they've done for him and said he would not be where he is without Rick Barnes.
Rick Barnes just keeps producing. Jemiah Mayshak and Chaz Lanier was at the game Saturday, and they got a nice round of applause. So, Grant Williams, thank you for the donation. It's good to see VFLs give back.
Mm-hmm. I did hear Rick Barnes is getting a new assistant coach today.
It ain't Bruce Pearl, I don't think.
Yeah.
Bruce Pearl, ex Vol.
Let's just talk about
now,
that.
Now, I guess, ex Auburn coach has retired from coaching, apparently.
Now, how did that coaching search go?
And he didn't have to look too far.
Hey, son.
Just had to look over the next room.
Yep.
Here's my theory on that. You were about, what, maybe a month away from the season?
Yeah.
there's going to be either an investigation come out, he's pissed somebody off.
No, you know what's happening, don't you?
Or is all of his talent is gone?
No, he's running for state senate in Alabama.
Really?
That's not a joke. That's what he's wanting to do. He's running for senate.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely has to be some sort of scandal.
Is he going to change? Is he going to change the?
He's going into the honest profession of politics.
But is he going to change the marriage law there? Because, you know, I heard it's a pretty big discussion in Alabama. They're fighting to change where you can't marry your first cousin. But apparently, like, the Alabamians are pissed. And they're wanting a recount.
Is that his platform?
I guess. Just because they're family don't mean they can't love you, too.
Is it Bruce Pearl, what was his faith? I remember he was in Knoxville. Isn't he Mormon?
No, he's Jewish, ain't he?
Jewish, that's it, yeah. Yeah,
a little bit of a difference.
Way off there.
40 wins for Josh Heupel, third, I believe, fastest coach in UT history to hit 40 wins, especially with what he inherited. We couldn't have asked for a better or a faster turnaround, what Josh Heupel's done.
40-16 at Tennessee. That's getting it done. We love Coach Heupel and hope he's here for the very, very long term. And hearing him talk and hearing him say what Tennessee means to him, I believe we got our guy for the next 15 years.
I agree. At least my leg hopes so. Tennessee, per Chris Lowe from On Three, will face Alabama, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt for their three permanent opponents, or I guess I should say semi-permanent opponents, because that's going to be reevaluated every 4 years. But that will start in 2026. Tomorrow we should have the full schedule. That will be released. There's still chances of getting a Florida or Georgia or something like that on the schedule as well. But as of now, the three permanents will be Alabama, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and then we'll have, what, six more SEC teams? Mm-hmm. And then three non-conference,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, and Danny White come out and said that Tennessee will get five SEC home games next season.
Yeah, Danny White is done with the neutral sites, I believe.
I believe so, too. And he should be, because it was fun going to Atlanta, but it's not fun being in a stadium that seats 70,000 with only 50,000 in attendance. So,
you should really just go to a neutral site at the end of the year when you're going to a bowl game or you're going to the playoffs.
Right. Or if you're going to – we might do one neutral site game at the new Titan Stadium whenever it opens. I can see that happening, but there's no reason to play a neutral site game out of state, especially when you're playing a team from New York.
Hit the comment box real quick, 9,600 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very much. Happy Vol from Twitter is who's commenting under B. Matto, I guess. He wants to know which loss is more likely remaining. I guess which team are we more likely to lose to?
Oklahoma's looking scary.
Let's get through this game Saturday first and then ask me.
1 week at a time, 1-0.
I'm honestly, like, it might sound stupid, but I'm worried about Mississippi State. Just based off how Josh Heupel has been on the road.
And they're coming in confident. They're 4-0, got a pretty good offense, decent defense. Crowd's going to be loud. They're going to have those cowbells ringing. And let's see how Joey handles the pressure of being on the road.
Yep, I'm very anxious for that. Over 10,000 likes. Appreciate y'all very, very much on TikTok. Chase says, Spanky doesn't run for anything.
No, I don't. If I'm running, you better be running too.
Are you going to walk for office?
Well, and Brandon Frazier, he makes a good point. We got Dooley and we got Pearl running for politics.
Yeah.
They need to get a picture.
That'd be like the campaign.
Yeah.
We could Jerry Pruitt to run for something, dog catcher maybe.
Now he's taking care of middle school basketball in Alabama.
That's true.
Gavin says this is the Arkansas game from last year. Very well could be.
Yeah.
I hope not. Every year we've seemed to fall to somebody. South Carolina, Missouri. Florida. Should it be Alabama?
Let's not talk about Florida.
We've been playing
Florida's third string by the time we're down there. In
Arkansas last year.
It worries
year.
Me.
Thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep Podcast. We're a huge fan of Freedom Motors. They're a huge fan of us, and we're all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Boulevard. We've got a commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hit that share button for us.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling, keep freedom rolling, keep freedom rolling on down the line.
Check the board, check the score, we gonna be on top. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder, Gators come and get you some. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
We are back with the seventh episode of Season 3. Are y'all worried about Mississippi State?
We've talked about it off and on all show already. Yeah, I'm certainly worried. They're coming in 4-0, and all the confidence in the world. Raucous crowd, first road test for Tennessee, and Josh Heupel hasn't been good on the road, so I'm absolutely worried. Valdetti, you said it earlier, this is the game you had circled, and this is the game that's kind of seemed like the trap game on the schedule, so we'll see what happens when we lace them up. I believe Tennessee will win the game. I mean, we were a better team, but
you say we see what happens when we lace some pop down? Is that what you was about to say?
To lace them up.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Tell them.
Yeah, I'm definitely worried just based off Josh Heupel's road history. This brings us to Start Bench Cut, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. We know he's just as big a fan as we are. He's a true Vol for life. Is he going down Mississippi State?
I don't know if he is or not.
I'm not sure either, but he can't help the Vols anymore, but he certainly can help you with insurance, getting you the best price and the best coverage possible. Home, auto, renters, life, business, you name it, Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance can insure it. Also, check him out for Realty. He's the best realtor around, ain't that right?
He is, absolutely.
Start Bench Cut, these previous Tennessee head coaches, Derek Dooley, Jeremy Pruitt, or Butch Jones.
Oh, can we cut them all?
I'll go first for this one.
There's an easy answer. Go ahead.
I'm going to start the one who, in my opinion, had the most success. Now, he had the most bad breakup. Well, no, not really. Not really.
No.
I'm going to start Butch. He brought Tennessee the most success. He beat Florida, beat Georgia. After Texas A&M 2016, it went downhill from that. But he honestly did. And he tried. Like, we all can't say that, you know, he tried to bring, you know, positivity and all that stuff back to
Tennessee. Brick by brick, right?
Yeah, he tried. We were life champions because of
champions
it.
Of life. Yeah. Five-star hearts.
All the corny stuff was cool until he started losing.
Yeah. No, look, if he kept winning and he was being corny, ain't nobody said a word.
No, keep dunking in the trash cans.
Yeah.
pulling the ducks.
But then I'm going to bench the man only because of his fashion. That's Derek Dooley. The man had some nice orange pants, and I truly loved it. And then I'm going to have to cut Jeremy Pruitt. because, excuse my language, that man was nothing but a sorry son of a bitch. He took the lines and the stripes off the pants. He got rid of checkered kneeling. He got rid of the smoky gray jerseys. He tried to make Tennessee boring. He said, oh, it's tradition. No.
Just prove it.
The thing that, yeah, prove it.
Just prove it.
Yeah. Like, and the thing that gets me is, like, he would say, oh, when people turn on the TV, they need to know who they're seeing, Tennessee. You know what? They got a scoreboard at the bottom of the television for a reason, old man. It's not like the old days where they ain't got the score thing at the bottom. I can't stand the man. Who wears a COVID mask over his head?
Spanky has a right order.
That was the worst moment for me.
Spanky has a right order. I liked Butch Jones for a few years. I thought he was doing a good job, and then it just all fell apart. I don't think he could control his temper a little bit. I'll still give him the start. He gave us a really good moment there in 2016 at Georgia that I'll never forget. I'm going to bitch Derek Dooley. Now, Derek Dooley, I like the man, and I like his father for sure, and those orange pants. Don't like those. But he,
I love orange pants.
He didn't recruit any linemen, and that sent us back years. That, truth be told, it set Jeremy Pruitt up for failure. That being said, screw Jeremy Pruitt. He's a prick. Can't stand him. I don't know why we ever hired him in the first place. He will get my cut on any list, anytime, anywhere. Cut Jeremy Pruitt. Screw him. He was an Alabama troll.
I'm going to start Butch Lyle Jones. Great recruiter. And as we already mentioned, all these little tactics, they were all right until he started declining very quickly. It is raining hard.
It's raining, man.
It's like your windows was down.
I'm going to bench Jeremy Pruitt just to make you all mad.
I don't think it was. Was my windows down?
No.
Oh, okay.
I hope. I'm just
kidding. It's no wonder.
Hey, but the McDonald's bag would thrive right now.
See, I heard it's Chick-fil-A.
God's chicken.
Hey, that's a price difference.
I heard inflation. He got called on a Sunday, so that wouldn't make no sense.
Okay, there
that's
we go.
True.
There we go.
I'm gonna cut Derek. I hated Derek Dooley just because of just the things you all mentioned. Let's just sit on the stool. It was just so damn embarrassing, man.
Man couldn't hit a bad
so
hit.
Embarrassing. Not
he, he gets my bench just because of Vince Dooley.
Wouldn't
at least he sat on a bench.
Yeah.
Wouldn't recruit any linemen, just he put up 90 points and lose by 91, you know, like Brandon says, what the hell are you talking about, tradition? You're a Gator fan, Spanky.
Used to be, but I've been washed away.
Hey, he's converted.
Chase has Pruitt and his COVID mask look like an uncircumcised pecker.
They did.
Yes, they did. Yeah. God, what a prick. No pun intended.
prick.
Yeah. Corn called pop and smoke it.
That really was the lowest moment, I believe. The stool was awful, the worst. Yes, it was so pitiful.
Was it worse than a trash can?
No, he's just sitting up on the stool like this, like just on the headset with his legs crossed and everything.
God. Oh, trash can was pretty bad on the sideline.
Aaron says, honest question, but are we still ranked at 15 because we let an unranked team score 24 or what?
No, we're still ranked at 15 because we played an unranked team.
We ain't done nothing to really... Yeah.
I really wish we could head to Starkville and Mike Leach still be the coach down there.
I do too. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. RIP to the Pirate. Man, college football will never be the same just because he's gone.
Agree.
Somebody said Smokey needs. Chase says Smokey needs to bring an orange cowbell and ring it like crazy when we win.
Oh, yeah.
I could see Smokey having one, honestly. I could see it happening, just the whole time, probably. 12,200 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very much.
Bring out a dinner bell and ring it.
Dinner bell, yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you, Stephen. Make sure to check out both Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty today. Did I skip some?
You skipped every one of them.
You only done one question.
Maybe I was just messing with you. All right, I really wasn't. I thought that was fast. Start bench cut these college football quarterbacks. DJ Lagway, Arch Manning, Nico Iamaleava.
To me, like, here's the list. We're gonna start Arch because even though, like, he's not looking the best right now, he's still a Manning, and everybody still loves the Mannings. Next is DJ Lagway. Now, these past couple weeks, he's not looked really good, and I think he's hurt, or maybe
he's
his head
be hurt.
Maybe his head coach slash play caller, who's not the offensive coordinator, but who don't want to get an offensive coordinator. It's probably his fault too. Then cut Nico. You get what you sow. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. That's why we always piss on the green grass, buddy.
I'm going to start Arch. Just out of these three, Arch is the clear-cut best. He's still going to be talked about for the Heisman because Texas is going to finish with a good record. I'm going to bench Nico Iamaleava just to piss you all off, just like Luke did.
What?
Hey, Nico's won his last game, so so he gets the bench. DJ Lagway, I think he's transferred. I think we've seen the last of him at Florida.
I'm going to start Arch. I'm benching DJ, and I'm cutting Nico. I'm regretting leaving.
Hey, I still have my Nico lays. We need to burn them on the air still.
I burnt mine that day. It happened.
I know. I still have mine. Just yeah, for the reason to. We need to do on this podcast. That's a punishment, Luke. Put it in this cup. That
I have to wear one?
We have to wear the Nico lays to a game. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jordan said you start Arch, you bench DJ, you cut Nico. DJ has the talent. He's just in a bad situation. Nico is a mental midget. Mental midget. I like that. Sean Dogg says Fernando Mendoza or Carson Beck is winning the Heisman.
Carson Beck's playing good.
He is playing very good.
Star bench cut, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan.
Real easy. Real easy.
Real easy. It is easy. I swear you're going to say it together.
Michael Jordan gets a
start. Michael Jordan.
LeBron James. Kobe Bryant.
Thought it was easy.
No, LeBron James is way better than Kobe Bryant.
No,
absolutely.
There is no way.
Absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely. Kobe Bryant might be 10 or 12 all time. I think LeBron James might be number
2. Are y'all listening to this? Take this under consideration with this deal. He just, what came out of his mouth, 10th or 12th out of Kobe Bryant.
I'm serious.
And I get it. LeBron's a good player. He really is. But the man don't have ice in his veins like Kobe Bryant does. Kobe Bryant was lethal. And LeBron,
stop it!
Look,
stop it!
LeBron's cut clutch, but he's not Kobe clutch.
Stop it! I'm just gonna stop myself from saying what I'm about to say. So, I'm just gonna stop myself right now. Just move on to the next question.
Go ahead and say it.
He says,
"Nope, I can't." Can't.
Why?
It was bad.
Oh,
it was bad. I'll tell you in commercials. TikTok will get to hear it.
Oh man, I gotta. Oh, dude.
Yeah, I was going there.
I'm starting Michael. I'm benching Kobe, and I'm cutting LeBron. But I will say this. I don't really watch. I watch playoff NBA.
I don't even watch playoff NBA no more. NBA is terrible.
Star bench cut. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Today?
Right now.
Right now, you start Josh Allen.
Yep.
You bench Lamar Jackson. You cut Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Can't believe I just said that.
What was the final of the Chiefs game last night? It was the worst football game I've ever watched. I fell asleep. Like, it was that bad.
Yeah, Chiefs are 0-4, baby.
They did end up losing.
Yeah.
Wait, the Chiefs lost? Gosh.
Yeah. They're 0-4. The Giants beat them.
I went to bed and it was 6-6 in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm starting Josh Allen. I'm benching Lamar Jackson. I'm cutting Patrick Mahomes. Lamar has, like, man, he does, like, everything he can, but he can't get no help.
That being said, Lamar's 5-6 for 78 yards in 12 yards rushing right now.
Oh, he's awesome.
And they're losing 14-7 at halftime, nearly halftime.
Start bench cut these Tennessee cities, Nashville, Memphis, Chattanooga.
We know which one we cutting first. It's scary down there. And look, I love.
Don't talk about Chattanooga like that.
Look, the king come from there.
The king.
He come from there. That's his city. That ain't his city no more.
Have you ever been?
I've never been, man, but hey, like, I've heard it's scary.
All right.
They got the National Guard down there right now, man.
Since I've been to all three cities multiple times, I'm going to start Chattanooga. Chattanooga is a wonderful city. It's a good place to visit.
I like Chattanooga.
It's very, very underrated. There's a lot to do in Chattanooga. It's clean, a lot of outdoor activities, a lot of good hangout spots, a lot of good bars. I just done the riverboat just a couple weeks ago, Sunset Cruise. It was a good time. I'm going to bench Nashville. It's a destination party city.
Nashville is declining rapidly, in my opinion.
It's just so busy. so busy and so overdone.
It's lost its mystique.
It's turned into, Miami. Or
it's turned into Atlanta is what it turned into with the traffic. And I'm cutting Memphis because we should just give them to Arkansas.
I just want to go to Memphis.
Elvis is from there. Come on now.
Well, we give Arkansas. Bob Joyce is still alive.
I'm keeping their barbecue spur.
Look, like, I want to go to Memphis only for Graceland, and that's about as far as I'm going. Look, I've not – the farthest I've been out west is probably Franklin, Tennessee. Like, that's probably the farthest I've been. And once I get to Graceland, that's it. That's as far
that's
as I'm going
to
go.
You went to Alaska.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? Never mind. In a car. But I'm going to have to start Nashville. It's the number one city in Tennessee. Let's face it. Even though Knoxville's beautiful, love Knoxville. When you think people out west or in the north, wherever they think of Tennessee, they think of Nashville, they think of country music, bars, all that stuff. Then Bench, Chattanooga. Chattanooga is the first place I went to my first ever concert. I saw Lionel Richie in Chattanooga.
Give us a Lionel Richie impression.
It's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Hello. It's me you're looking for. And that's also the first time, too, I learned what the smell of marijuana is. it was at the Chattanooga Riverbend Festival, and Blackstone Cherry was there. And I understood that day what a mosh pit and marijuana smelled like.
Yep.
I was scarred for life.
Scratched off down my back. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll give Steven another shout out since I messed it up.
He's worth it.
Before, but we want to thank Steven Hensley for sponsoring Start Bench Cut. He's awesome. Realtor, insurance agent. Home, auto, renters, life, business, you name it. Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance can't insure it. We love Stephen. Ready his boat almost every Saturday.
He took really good care of me last Saturday. Yep.
True Vol for life. We'll be right back. Hit the like button for us. Hit the share button for us. And let's end this show right. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MVM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MVM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call. We are back. We want to thank everyone for listening to us, watching us, whatever you prefer. We appreciate all the support from you and our sponsors. Right now, we have the Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, siding, doors, you name it, they can build it, they can repair it. Check out 865 Exteriors today for all of your exterior needs and repairs. Hey, I want a cooler.
I heard there. That. Heard that. I seen that.
Got to pick it up. I'm excited. It's a Yeti, baby. I'm excited. All right, several questions will be asked. Some are random. Some, these two, know beforehand. They'll argue their answers to the best of their ability. The winner is selected by you, the listener. So vote in the comments for who the Duel winner is. For TikTok, Spank, raise your hand. The White, TCB, Derek Dooley Visor.
He
didn't.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Lane Kiffin did. No, he didn't. Derek Dooley,
always wore a visor.
No, he didn't.
Spur got the laptop
and a new old school logo hat.
That's right. 12,400 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much.
Probably
on
about
there.
That time to reset that too. Well, you want to do that real quick?
How long have we been on?
About 55 minutes.
Hey, go hit the puzzle piece, Spankle.
I'm going.
Oh. Drew Bailey says go big orange. John says Steven is the best. He is. He's awesome.
Where's it at?
Mike says he loves there. Chattanooga.
Where's the puzzle piece at?
Is there not one?
No.
Then we'll just touch it. The screen a couple times.
We'll see what happens.
Michael says give Spur a your analysis. Kobe is MJ 2.0.
I don't know about that. All right, Spank, get back down
here. I
used
to love the Lakers. Are you sure TikTok's good?
Yeah.
Other than it looking up at the ceiling.
Huh?
Did you zoom in or what's the deal?
Golly. Coming off the rail, Spank.
Okay, it's good now. It's like zoomed in up there.
Oh.
All right, question number one. What is the best all-time Mike Leach moment?
Oh, you want to do
man.
One first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
To me, it's when he breaks down the mascots of the Pac-12. He also did it for the SEC, too, but the mascots for the Pac-12, like, everything kept going back to the Washington State Cougar. And I just thought it was actually a pretty hilarious moment. Honorable mention, fat little girlfriend.
That's mine.
Oh, sorry.
too, damn it.
Sorry.
That's what he says is players are getting distracted by their fat little girlfriend, Spanky. And honorable mention, since you've done an honorable mention, wedding advice.
Yes.
Anybody out there getting married, please go to YouTube, watch the Mike Leach wedding promo. All right? You may change your mind, you may continue on, but Mike Leach gives great wedding advice. Listen to him.
He doesn't like candy corn either.
Does not. Oh, I miss Mike Leach, man. He was such a treasure. And
or coffee.
Gone,
he likes his
way
coffee
too
black.
Soon.
It's more about the experience, not about the taste.
Gone way, way too soon.
Question number two, Apple or Android?
Apple.
Android all the way.
No, Apple.
Android
all the way.
No,
tell
negative.
Me how Android is better than Apple. I want to hear your justification.
In every way, Android is better. My battery lasts longer. It has more features. I know how to use it. I don't know how to use that one. I can't even figure out how to turn that one off. So
that's a button. Right there. Button. I don't even know how to turn yours on.
There's a button right there.
No.
It's the same thing.
Why is your button at the top? Your button needs to be on the
no,
side. That's where your fingers
side.
Need to be.
My button's on the side.
Look, you can FaceTime on this thing. Can you even FaceTime on that?
You can FaceTime on this.
Yeah, it's probably a lag and a delay.
No, it is not, and I have service everywhere.
Your service don't matter with the phone.
I have service
it's about
Stevens Mountain.
No, the service is about your provider. No, that ain't nothing to do with
it's
that.
It's Android all the way. I've had a Galaxy S1. I've had a Galaxy S2. I've had a Galaxy S5. A Galaxy X10.
Look, at the end
number
of the 25 day,
by now or something like that.
At the end of the day, McDonald's is number one in fast food. Apple is number one in phone. Supplier Walmart is number one in customer service.
You know it, don't you?
Sorry, Apple is the big dog.
That one's spying on you. You know it, don't you? Takes everything he says.
Well, you know what? I'm happy they're getting a show out of it.
Are they? God, I don't want to see it.
Mike says Android. Chase says Bernie's a drug test, and he's changed his vote to Spanky.
That's right, Chase.
What do I need a drug test for?
Question three. Who is the best Tennessean of all time?
Don't you do Dolly. Well, go ahead. I'll let you go first.
To me, it's Dolly Parton.
I knew it.
She is the most wonderful lady in the world. And she also has two big reasons. She is well known as George Jones once sung. Dolly Parton, I think, honestly, if she ran for governor,
I set him up, Luke.
It would be unanimous.
I set him up, Luke. I set him up. I've set him up because Spanky didn't take Elvis. You didn't take Elvis.
I didn't.
You didn't take Elvis. Elvis, the greatest rock and roller of all time. It's not my answer. It's Davy
Crockett.
He was
born in Memphis, though.
It's Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett is the greatest Tennessean of all time.
Or, sorry, Mississippi.
He was born in Mississippi.
Yeah, my bad. That's what I meant.
It's Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett. That's why we put his figure on our rifleman. He went down there to Texas. He saved Texas. If it hadn't been for Davy Crockett, they'd be North Mexico.
Well, that should be a reason we don't vote for him.
You know, you got to
screw Texas.
Elvis is my answer again.
He's not. Elvis was born in Mississippi.
Elvis from Mississippi, born in Tupelo.
Tupelo.
One reason is bigger than the other, Chase says.
The answer's Dolly.
Question four. Did the SEC get the three permanent opponents right? If not, who else belongs?
Honestly, I wanted, you know, Alabama, Florida, Georgia. But I get why you can't put all of them on there, because you got to spread it out amongst teams. Because let's face it, who is Vanderbilt, Kentucky going to get as their biggest rival? They couldn't get us. And honestly, Vanderbilt, we share the same I think the criteria should have been, if you share the same state with them,
yeah, you have to.
It's a landlocking. If you are a bordering rivalry, landlock. If you're a traditional rivalry, landlock. So, honestly, even though it sucks, I don't like it. I think they did get it right.
I don't like it. I think they got it right, at least for Tennessee. I was really worried we was going to get South Carolina instead of Kentucky. I think the Kentucky rivalry is more important to Tennessee than South Carolina. So
the beer barrel.
In that regard, I think they got it right. I hate losing the Florida rivalry. I hate losing the Georgia rivalry. The one thing I will say is they did say that they're going to reevaluate it in 4 years and possibly change it up again. So, as long as they don't mess with it at Alabama, third Saturday of October, I think it's going to be okay. I somehow wish we could have got four, though.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how they schedule the other nine teams, or the other six teams we'll be playing against.
It just makes, honestly, the Florida-Georgia game mean a little bit more now, I feel like.
Josh is in the chat. He says he is the best Tennessean of all time.
Sure he is.
Are you even a registered
Chase
voter?
Chase wants to see that nipple. He says he's not done it yet. He's been out of town for business, but it's coming. I can't wait to video. We're going to zoom in on the face.
Yeah.
Zoom in on the face, not the nipple.
We got two saying, bring the beer barrel back. You have to.
That's what we need to petition Danny White for. Let's just bring it back. It's time. Yeah. And we sell beer in the stadium now. Why not?
Question
by
five.
By the way, or I don't know what your question is first. It's not about the entrance of Nealon, is it? Okay, good. It was much better this week than it was the week before. That being said, we were playing a cupcake team and not 102,000 people trying to leave at the same time. They really need to make some improvements. I'll tell you off the air what happened to me. I made a complaint, and it was handled.
Did they grab your hips?
I made a big complaint to Nealon, and it was handled.
Which SEC team do you want to see on Tennessee's 2026 schedule that hasn't been on there yet?
I want to see Texas. I want to see Tennessee play Texas, the battle for UT. UT. I want a home and home against Texas. I want to go to Texas. I want Texas to come here. I think it's a natural rivalry. And we should just put up. Let's go. Bring Texas. Bring Arch Manning to Tennessee.
Is this – so when you say not yet, like a team we've not played
yet? Like recent.
Recent?
One that's not normally on there.
Well, we've not played them in a few years. I think it's time to bring back the Ole Miss rivalry. I think it's time.
Bring Kiffin back.
Bring Kiffin back.
Bring Kiffin back to Knoxville. Bring him on back. I think it'd be good. I think it's good for America. It's good for Tennessee, and it's good for ESPN.
I think
ratings.
The amount of trash talk we would do against Texas would be absolutely tremendous.
I want to see us put the old school UT on the 50.
On the 50-yard line for Texas.
When we play Texas.
Exactly what I was saying.
All right, question six. Who is this year's Super Bowl champion?
Green Bay Packers.
That's a tough one.
That's a good one, but it's kind of dark horse.
Honestly, like they've passed the eye test so far.
They lost to Cleveland.
Until yesterday. Look, when I was writing my notes, this was yesterday, okay?
They lost to the Browns.
I was writing my damn notes yesterday. Leave me alone. They've looked the best so far besides yesterday against the Browns. That defense is scary. Micah has them playing unreal. Thank you, Jerry Jones, I guess, if you're a Packers fan. But I'm going to go with the Packers.
It's the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league. He's got the wide receivers around him. I know he struggled at one game, but Buffalo's going to be right there at the very end. I think this is the year.
He broke his nose and come back in there.
I think this is the year Josh Allen and the Bills finally get it done.
That
one's for you, Vol Daddy, because I know who you got in fantasy.
I like the Bills.
It ain't going to be the Broncos because we don't know how to, like, not lose by a field goal.
Josh says Spanky ain't touching me. I seen what he done with Edith.
Speaking of Edith.
Rest in peace, Edith. Edith passed away last in December, so
not seen her in a while.
Yeah, she. Never mind. Stop it again.
Let us know in the comments who won the duel. We want to hear from you. Spanky is in the Derek Dooley visor.
Derek Dooley never wore a visor.
Spur,
I'm looking it up.
Got the laptop over there.
Looking it up. Derek Dooley visor.
No, just look up Derek Dooley because I'm sure he wore one in practice.
We're coming to you live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We appreciate the likes, comments, and shares. Please keep them rolling in for us. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with one word.
Very first picture that comes up.
Hey, y'all. It's the Ball Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
EFGU-TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU-TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
All right, we're back. Episode 7 continues inside the Vol Cave. We're glad you're listening. Let us know where you're listening in the comments. Where are you listening from tonight? We're going to play one word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix It Shop. Check out Frank's for any of your mower or small engine repair needs. He has all the tools to get the yard work done. If you own a small business, maybe a side hustle, whether it's mowing lawns, landscaping, cutting trees, trimming hedges, whatever it is, Frank's Fix It Shop has what you need. We got a Murfreesboro in a Gardendale, Alabama on TikTok.
There we go.
Gardendale, Alabama. St. Louis. You're far away, Josh.
Got to vote for Josh in a duel.
The duel. We got a Livingston, Tennessee from Denny. We got a tie in the duel right now, so we need a tiebreaker. All right, here's one word. For those that are new, it's very simple. I give a person, city, thing, state, whatever. We must describe that thing using only one word. Here we go. Tennessee's 3-1 record.
Expected.
Damn it. Already stealing them from me.
Eh. Norm.
I'm not on the screen. Somebody says I look great. It's just a black screen. I'll try to fix that. Hold on. I've got expected as well. Mike Leach.
Phone, this phone's went out.
Is it dead?
No, it's just,
now
on,
it's just on the home screen.
All right. Hold on.
We've had all kinds of.
Mike Leach.
The Pirate.
The Pirate.
How could it not be since you let me go first?
What did that for? I'm going to go unorthodox.
There you go.
The Bulldogs.
Wartburg.
Cowbell.
That's next.
I got mascot.
Someone's probably simple. Mad at us for parking out there.
Oh, well.
Dak Prescott.
Stuck.
Mullen.
I have Mullen too, believe it or not. I'm going to go injured.
Yeah.
He's always hurt. Cowbells.
Ring.
Different.
Then news. Finally found.
I'm going to go headache.
I'm not getting with the annoying factor on that.
I like the cowbells. I actually.
Technically, they should be illegal, right?
I think they should be.
I think they can only, like, ring them at certain times of the game. The gig is up. The news is out. They finally found me.
I don't know what's wrong with this thing.
Had
please.
It made and more found it.
I'm trying though. Mississippi State.
Scary.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. The state of Mississippi.
Oh.
Piss.
Oh, we're working now, baby.
I heard they smell like piss.
Tornadoes.
I'm going to zoom in on y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I still see black screen.
It's delayed by a minute or two. Yep.
I know.
I've got armpit. Mississippi State, I've got baseball.
I got scary.
Scary? Oh, yeah. Just for the game?
Yep. I got Adidas.
Are they Adidas?
They yeah. are. Mississippi Queen. The sure. song.
Country.
Mississippi Queen.
Trash. I hate that song.
Ain't that what Stone Cold's playing on the air guitar on the longest yard?
Maybe.
I think so, yeah. This is how White Man plays guitar.
I got Guitar Hero. Elvis Aaron Presley.
This is two words, but you can kiss my ass. Duh. Kang.
Bob.
No.
Give the man his reverence.
I'm going to go GOAT.
He is the greatest of all time, the greatest entertainer that ever lived. He is the greatest friend that a song ever knew. And Elvis Aaron Presley came on this earth to entertain millions and to get the divorce rate through the roof in America. He is the one that got women's loins back into America. Thank you, King.
Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's like four words. Margaritaville.
Alcohol.
Why don't we get drunk and screw? I just bought a waterbed. Field. You ever heard that song?
I have not. That's Jerry Rice.
49ers.
Bricks.
I'm going to go rings. Conway Twitty.
That's the man right there.
I'll do the first word. You do the second word. Hello.
Darling, nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. You know, he loved to lay. Hey, I'll tell you. Like, everybody wants to talk about the profanity and the dirtiness in these songs nowadays. Conway
was seductive.
He knew how to do it. Don't call him a cowboy until you've seen him ride. Because mm-hmm. a Stetson hat and his fancy boots, don't know what's inside. And if you ain't good in the saddle, you won't be satisfied. So don't call him a cowboy till you've seen him ride.
I'm impressed, Funky. You pulled it right out of your ass.
I love Conway.
I'm like a womanizer.
Conway's. Hey, if I could, like, if I wasn't going with the sideburn look here, I'd get the perm.
You should.
I could get both.
Put it in the cup. Put it in the cup. It's happening.
I could get both.
Get a Conway 20 haircut.
I know who doesn't like Conway.
Who? Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Charlie Pride.
Tradition.
Angel, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you're thinking about her.
Thought you was going to take your shirt off for this episode.
Kiss an angel good morning.
That's what he said.
And love her like the devil when you get back home. Mr. Pride.
Chase says Spanky knows a thing or two about riding.
That's right.
I've got good morning. I did have Angel for Charlie Pride. Walter Payton.
Man.
Bears.
I had Bears. I'm just going to go great. Or great. Let's go greats.
They've done a Man of the Year award for him.
Brett Favre.
Interception.
Investigation.
Charities. Want my sack back.
Tommy Copper. What about Tommy Copper?
Episode 6, dual winner. We've got a tie.
All right, we both win. Good job.
Let's do paper, rock, scissors. Best 2 out of 3.
Gosh,
hey, here we go. Oh. I got it.
All right, the spank. Via overtime.
You moved. I was going to chop you in the chest.
A lot of famous people from Mississippi.
Louisiana woman, Mississippi man, we get together every time.
For singing all this spank you win this week.
There's some. You got some fans in here, Spank.
Spanky sings a lot. When did it take you to karaoke?
The live ended.
Oh, hell.
I love karaoke.
Let's go.
You've got to. All right, we will start the TikTok Live back again. We'll be right back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up as well, so make sure you stick around for that. Chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs Knoxville. Hit the like button. Hit the share button.
Eric Church is coming to Thompson Bowling.
Yep, knew that was coming. Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair / replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride. Transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
It's the pride.
All right, we are back. TikTok should be back up and running, I hope. But we're back on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by our good friends, MBM Heating and Air. Tennessee takes on Mississippi State Bulldogs this Saturday in Starkville at 3:15. The environment will be wild. The cowbells will be in full effect. What are your offensive keys to the game for Tennessee?
Well, the key offensive game to me is to keep the crowd out of it, and let's not have that 8-minute lull in the second and third quarter. When we put on gas, let's stay on the gas. Joey needs to have his best game as of all. prove that we can win on the road. Receivers need to catch the ball. Running backs need to run well. And we're going to have to continue to block for them. Just play our style and our game and play it for a full 60 minutes. Turnovers are going to be important, so take care of the ball.
Cancel the outside noise. It's going to be loud. It's going to be rocking in there. Mississippi State, you know, they're off to a hot start right now. But don't let them keep being hot. Cool them down. Offense, do your job. Defense, get off the field on third downs.
We're just doing offense right now.
Well, screw it. I'm going to give all of them. I'm going to give every one of them. We cannot let them hang in the ball game, because the longer we let them hang around in the ball game, the worse off it is for us, because we got to get that crowd, shut them down early. Here's going to be my coaching call of the week, what I think Tennessee needs to do. If we get the ball first, we go down and score. We need a surprise onside kick. Get the ball, go down, score again, go up 14-0. I believe it will shut that crowd down.
You like an onside kick, first kickoff, huh?
Second kickoff. Well, first time we're kicking off, yes.
What if Mississippi State gets the ball first? You want an onside kick to start the game?
Why not? Screw it. Onside kick, start the game. Set the tempo.
Yeah, run game gets this offense going. We have to get that first down. It's going to be loud, obnoxious. So hopefully we're able to handle that environment.
I hope they've worked on a silent play call this week, because let's give Mississippi State credit. It's not going to be quiet in there. It's going to be loud, and it's a different kind of loud, because it's a ringing loud. So it's going to be tough on Joey. It's going to be tough on the Vols. It's going to be tough on the receivers. So I believe we're a better team. Defensively, our secondary has to step up. They just have to. We got to fill those holes wherever they're at. I don't know if we're getting anybody back this week or not. We'll find out maybe Friday, maybe. But they have to play their best game as a defense as well. Need to get more pressure on their quarterback, put him in bad situations, get off the field on third down.
Yeah, I want to see us stay fast. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. The only slowing down I want to see us do is when we take a knee to win the damn game. That's the only slowdown I want to see us do. What are your defensive keys of the game, I guess, Spurs?
I just said them, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry, trying to share this out. Yeah, we got to get pressure back there without sending the linebackers. Defensive line should be able to get back there without having to blitz. A secondary has to grow up fast. Tim Banks, man, we've been critical of him. He's got to have an A game. But, I am worried about this one just based off how our defense is playing, how our secondary is. I mean, we've heard all offseason his defense and defensive line could be even better than what it was last year, and it's not even close. We'll hit some over-under. Joey Aguilar, 300-plus passing yards versus Mississippi State.
I'm going over. I think Joey's going to have a monster game. I think it's going to be on his shoulders. I think our receivers are going to catch the ball. I think Josh Heupel is going to take some chances. I think he's going to take them early. I think he's going to listen to what we just said and put on the gas and keep putting on more steam. I'm going over for this one.
Over as well.
Yeah, I've got over. Tennessee running backs, 2.5 touchdowns versus the Bulldogs.
Give me over on that one.
Give me under, because I think our receivers are going to have a huge game. I think we're going to throw the ball on them.
I like it. I've got over as well. Big day. Tennessee, Mississippi State, 65.5 total points.
Over, way over. I think we're at 75 points. Not to give you a hint for my next one.
I'm going to go over as well. I believe we're going to be at about 67, 68.
I like us over 65.5 as well. Boo Carter, over, under, a touchdown versus Mississippi State. Mm.
Over.
You like it?
I don't think this is the week. I don't think this is the week because I don't think there's going to be a lot of punting going on.
You don't think he'll pick one off?
I mean, I'd love to see him pick one off, but we shall see. If I was a betting man, I'm not putting money on it.
I like it. He's bound to break one before we know it. Matthew said 75 points.
That's what I say, too.
State played us very physical last year, Justin says. That they did. Matthew says the cornerbacks have him worried. Eric says Star needs to get the majority of the snaps.
I don't disagree.
I don't think we can disagree with any of that. TikTok is back in full effect. We had over 13,000 likes before. Hopefully it gets back up there again. They love cutting us off. We want to give a big shout out to MBM Heating and Air. Thank you very much for sponsoring our podcast and making this segment possible. We look forward to telling our listeners more and more about MBM Heating and Air. We'll be right back. We've got our giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville. We'll announce last week's winner. We'll tell you how to win this week. We've got a punishment. One of us have to dip our hand into the cup of misfortune. We can either do that or we've got to donate some money. We'll be right back.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
All right, yeah, OJ Simpson did die 2 years ago.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Vols Deep podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. Spur, let the people know who this week's, or who last week's winner is, I should say, and how they can enter to play this week's.
Last week's winner was Kim Guy, who went perfect on the week. Got all the picks right, so congratulations to Kim Guy. You'll be getting a $25 Hound Dogs gift card in the mail, along with some swag from the Vols Deep podcast. This week's game will be posted on Wednesday. Luke's going to time the post to be posted on Wednesday. But it'll be these 10 games, and the tiebreaker will be the total points scored in the Tennessee-Mississippi State game. So make sure you comment under the Vols Deep podcast post only.
All right. So last week, all of us went 8-2, besides one person.
Yeah.
With a Derek Dooley visor.
Yep. Yep.
The Spank.
He went 7-3.
I think he went. Was it 7-3? I thought he missed four.
I thought.
We're not keeping overall score, so you just lost a week.
I thought I did pretty bad.
Who won the week, by the way?
The winner. 41 total points. We had a three-way tie, of course. I just mentioned that. 41 total points between Auburn and Oklahoma. Josh had 50, Spur had 53, I had 49. So I got the win last week.
That track was that game.
Overall record, Spanky has won once, Spur has won once, and I've won twice. Josh, big goose egg.
Hope you had to eat a bunch of cereal.
Spankles has to – he can either do this punishment or he's got to donate $100 to East Tennessee Children's Hospital.
Let my do Vol Daddy makeover on the show podcast.
So you have to get a makeover by the girls, Ella and Mai, on the show.
I think I'll do it.
Think we can make it happen.
We can set that one up next week.
We sure can. Right here we'll have a full segment.
All right. That'll be good. They will be fired up.
I like it.
So Spanky gets a makeover. Let me have that, Spurs, so I can... You seem nervous already.
Bring out Spanky's true feminism.
I hope they bring feathers.
I feel bad for you, buddy.
All right. It's going to be the whole show. You're just going to sit off to the side. You'll do a makeover the entire show.
We'll have our little camera over here.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll move Spanky's microphone over there. Let him do his own makeover during the show.
You poor thing.
As long as they don't touch my eyelashes. My eyelashes are my best feature.
You got Josh's picks pulled up?
I do.
All right. Game one, Thursday night football, the Seahawks and Cardinals. I'm rolling with the Seahawks.
Josh is rolling with the Seahawks. Where's it at?
Cardinals.
Give me Arizona. I'll go with him.
Give me the Seahawks.
Game two, Notre Dame at Arkansas.
Oh, this is what else? Notre Dame, this is their marquee win of the year for Notre Dame. Josh says the same thing.
Notre Dame for Spur, Notre Dame for their...
This is them proving that they belong in the playoffs by beating an SEC team in Arkansas.
Josh? Spank? This is one Pittman can sneak up on you, though. It's weird. I'm rolling with the Irish.
We'll pick Suey.
I like it. Game three, USC, the real one, not the Beamer Timu, USC, at Illinois.
Illinois looked awful bad against Indiana. I think they bounce back this week against USC. Give me the Illini at home. Josh takes USC.
I've got USC as well. Spank?
Give me the Trojans.
All right, put me out there on that island.
Luke, who'd you say?
USC. Okay. Game four, Auburn at Texas A&M.
Josh and I both take Texas A&M.
Spankles? Spankles?
It's really coming down out there now.
War Eagle.
It's not the same game.
Going Auburn.
There you go.
I've got Texas A&M. Game five.
I'm either going to be drawn again or I'm going to win big.
LSU at Ole Miss.
Who's favorite in that game? Team I'm taking, Ole Miss. Josh also takes Ole Miss. I wouldn't have said that 2 weeks ago.
Give me LSU.
Finally, we got some different
I've picks. Got LSU as well. Game six, Indiana at Iowa.
Indiana for both of us.
Indiana for Spur. Indiana for Josh.
Spanky.
Give me the Adidas school, Indiana.
I've got Indiana as well.
You got Indiana, Spur?
Yeah.
Game seven, Arizona at Iowa State.
I don't know anything about Arizona, so therefore I'm taking Iowa State. Josh takes Iowa State.
Iowa State.
I've got the Cyclones as well. Iowa State around the board. Game eight, Oregon at Penn State.
Josh takes Oregon.
I've got Oregon. Quack, quack.
Give me the Ducks.
I'm doing it. Give me Penn State.
Spur takes the Lions.
If they're ever going to do it, this has to be the year.
Game nine, Alabama at Georgia.
Georgia. Josh takes Georgia.
Who's that coming down the tracks? It's the Boosters with the buyout of Kalen DeBoer. Give me Georgia.
You know what? Hell with it. I'm roll with Alabama.
Don't ever say those words again.
Got to mix it up.
Okay.
Do you say roll, cat, roll?
I do hate that. I'm not going to lie.
Come on.
I usually spell RW to RW. Oh, man. Game 10, Tennessee at Mississippi State plus the total points.
Josh took Tennessee 54. I'm taking Tennessee 75.
Woo.
I'm going Tennessee 47.
Ooh.
Mississippi State 21.
Now do that math.
68.
Proud of you. 68.
What'd you say, Suburban? What was your point?
75. I went way too high, but I went with them.
I guess I'll roll 55 points. I'm rolling the Vols.
You play some strategy there. You went last.
It's gonna be the points are gonna be wild in that one, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll be a high scoring game. Very high scoring game. Again, these 10 games will be on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page come Wednesday morning. The tiebreaker will be total points scored in the Tennessee Mississippi State game. The over under currently is like 65.5, so Vegas expects it to be pretty high scoring. So check it out. Winner gets a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs.
It's 10. Man,
I'm cutting them short. I want 15 of that dollars.
Yeah, we will post these on Wednesday. Hopefully, we're back on. We should be back Sunday next week. We won't be doing Monday, so the show should be better.
Should be better. You saying the show was bad? It was bad. Spanky was here.
It wasn't bad, but I think a bunch of our viewers didn't know we was going to do it on Monday. So.
Hey, sing us a goodbye song, Spanky.
Closing time.
That was really bad.
Okay.
That was it.
All right, see y'all. Go Vols.
Go Vols.